last time this happened. We have no legislation for action. Town administrators report.
Not even a peg update for local, you know, yes. contribution. For
I'm shocked.
I need we'll to
probably
actually.
Get three at the.
Just a few highlights, Mr. Chairman. Just want to thank, fire, police, DPW, Board of Health, library, just all of our town department, senior center, and all of our town staff over the month of October. I know it was almost impossible. I think Councilor Hamlin might have, but it's almost impossible to go to every event our staff puts on. I just thank all of our staff so much for. This is a lot of extra work our team puts in, and when you see how many people show up at these events, it really is rewarding for them and us, and I just can't thank our staff enough for all of that. And just want to thank all the folks who came out to the Red Brick Schoolhouse ribbon cutting and the Schmidt Farm ribbon cutting and the Community Preservation Committee. And I also just want to highlight and thank Dean College, who I went to a show at their theater last Saturday, and it was unbelievable. Play That Goes Wrong, just incredible humor, just very Monty Python-esque, and just a thunderous applause in the theater over there. Just an incredible job. November 8th, next week, the Finance Committee will be hosting their meeting, monthly meeting, and that's where the FY24 budget amendment will be presented. The packet will be out this Friday. The good news is our new growth and our assessors did creep that up a little bit from what we talked about in October. We will still be seeing a budget downgrade in revenues in excess of $300,000. And just to make sure everybody is aware, there will be no negative impacts to the school district funding. And so we have found some other areas that we can trim the budget. But if folks are looking for those details on November 8th, they can come to the Finance Committee meeting. And then on November 15th, the Town Council will be considering the FY24 budget amendment prior to the tax rate hearing on November 21st, Tuesday, at 6 o'clock. So for those budget junkies out there and the folks that have had a couple months off from budget mania, it's back in November as it is every year. I want to thank all the staff for all of their efforts. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Oh, and the migrant housing update. I put it on the agenda. Well, you know, I think it speaks to the update. I mean, right now, almost the entire hotel rooms are full. As I announced at the meeting a couple weeks ago, it's about 300 individuals, about 54 to 56 children thus far enrolled in the school district. We did get some good information from the state this week, which has helped Kathy Liberty and the service providers over there. And we have our weekly call. And this week was a short call because things over at the hotel are doing pretty well. And it's a long-term process, like we all know, but very grateful to all the service providers and all the staff for putting in extra time, and especially the Interfaith Coalition, the SAFE Coalition, the YMCA, the Food Pantry, FISH, all of the groups, the school district, the social service workers at the school district. Brittany Crosby started getting on the calls. And just want to thank everybody for their efforts in trying to address the needs of the folks over there. So far, so good. There is a website. We have a portal on the Board of Health webpage. If folks are looking on where to make donations, how to make donations, what types of donations, and if they're looking for dashboards on the population, the individuals over there, the Board of Health has a dedicated webpage. Just go right to the website, Board of Health, Migrant Housing, and all the information there is being updated by the Board of Health staff on a weekly basis. So appreciate the update and happy to, obviously I can answer any questions that folks may have on the housing update.
Jamie, I just have one question because I thought maybe it might be part of your update, but I thought I read this week where Governor Healey is working with the federal government, federal legislators, on helping to find work for those migrant people that are looking to find work. Yeah. And I know in the past it's been a question that we've all had because they haven't been able to
work.
And I was wondering if, there was like page two of rather than, I would have thought that that would have been on page one, and it wasn't. Then when you didn't address it, I'm wondering if I missed something.
You did not miss anything, Mr. Chairman. On November 13th, there is a so-called work clinic being proposed by the Department of Homeland Security, I believe, probably a couple federal agencies that deal with this issue. Details, the reason why I was on page two is because details were quite scant. There weren't really a lot of, like, what time, where, how many people. Quite frankly, if I were doing it, I don't know why they're just not going to every hotel, why the federal government can't just go to every hotel. I mean that would be a lot easier, cheaper, more affordable, and customer service friendly to our friends over there than making them schlep. We already have transportation problems, right? I mean, that's still the number one issue. And I right. should have mentioned, and I didn't mention, Kathy Liberty did get a $10,000 grant from a nonprofit in Milford. Thank you, Kim. And she has already linked up a transportation provider to do non-emergency medical transportations for the folks up at the shelter. So, again, like, thank you, Kathy, just for everything you do. On her own, worked it through Amy and I and had an award letter within, like, a week. And so she's working on that. I've read that migrant families have to go to this place, which is still unknown, of where this clinic is. So there's a lot of logistics, Mr. Chairman. I think the positive is, like you were saying, at least there's some clinic in the works to hopefully get some bureaucrats on the ground here to help process some paperwork so allow some families to go out to work. But the details are still not out there. And we don't know exactly how many people are going to be able to participate. I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to service 30,000 people. So I don't know how that's going to work. And the last thing I'd say on that point was today, people may have seen that some advocacy groups did sue the governor over the right to shelter law. The judge did rule today that the governor does have the ability to set a cap on the right to shelter law. I do expect additional lawsuits yeah. and litigation on this issue. We don't know where that's going to go, and we still don't have word from the governor on exactly how a wait list works. But the judge did just rule a couple hours ago before we came into this meeting that the governor can have a cap. And so we'll see what trickles out from that. But I'm with you. I hope that work clinic works. And you know, if we can do anything locally to try to connect people here to that clinic, we will certainly do that.
Thank you, Jamie. Other questions or comments from the council? Okay, seeing none.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.